Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. It's playoff time, and DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured playoff game. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Every bettor who hammers the over in the featured game helps to lower the game's over-under. The best part is that even as the line lowers, the odds remain at even money. That's right, you could double your money by hammering the over. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use code KSN when you sign up to hammer the over. For every 1,500 people that bet the over in the featured game, the line will decrease by 1 point. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Maximum $25 wager. One per customer. Offer ends on May 23rd in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Andy Shea. We will have Ross Tucker along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Andy, you ready to take a look at this week's news?
Yeah, let's do it, Jim. Let's hammer the over.
Okay, we'll hammer the over, but we'll start with this. Announcement was made on a game time for the Penn State-Auburn game, and that announcement is that it will be a 7:30 start. It's a night game. It will be on ABC, so it's the big network game. Biggest question, Andy, to come out of this, will it also be a whiteout game?
Well, it should be, right? It's the SEC. It's Auburn. It's Penn State at home, prime time. It has all the ingredients for whiteout. It's just we're sort of, you know, in that pandemic thing. What will Penn State be doing? And we're going to talk about this. What's the fan capacity for game one home game? You know what I mean, Jim? I mean, in a normal year, all the elements in place, you know you're going to have 107,000 fans there. It's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned, especially because it's an SEC opponent. And that even adds more fuel to the fire. It's a big game for both teams, right? That's why it's a primetime game. So, I mean, even if you're at half capacity, I don't know. I just think it's the whiteout game. If you look at the rest of the schedule, you know, they've been sort of going Michigan and Ohio State, right, recently for night out games. And I get the Ohio State one because there's no love for the state of Ohio or the Ohio State University when it comes to Penn State fans, and that just makes it even better. Jim Harbaugh makes Michigan even more fun, but it's like, all right, the other one you look at is for this upcoming season, it's Michigan, right? And you're like, been there, done that. Michigan, again, is a whiteout game, a ho-hum. Do something different. I'm with you 100%. Go with the Auburn game. Make Auburn the whiteout game and be done with it.
I think it makes sense, too, Andy. Ever since I heard about the announcement, you know, playing Auburn in a September, it's a huge September game at home.
Sure.
The fans are doing that. Coming back after a year away, there'll be so much excitement.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to go as far as you do and start yawning about a whiteout with Michigan. However, it's become a little bit routine. We see it, you know, every year, every other year.
Right.
Ohio State, Michigan. And I think what will happen, because it's a cross-sectional game, you're playing a Southeast Conference team like Auburn with a good following, you're probably going to get a little different audience for this game than you would the, you know, Ohio State or Michigan. And I think because of that, and don't forget the effect this could have on recruiting, you know, more kids who are out of the region may watch this game and see the excitement that a whiteout brings. Now, the other part of this equation, though, Andy, and you alluded to it, is will there be over 100,000 people there?
Yeah, as we talk about this in May, right? So can we project what's going to happen in September in May? No. But we do know that in Pennsylvania, the restrictions have been lifted. It's an outdoor venue. There are no restrictions. Basically, the state has handed over institutional control, college term, institutional control to the Pennsylvania State University and its athletic department. Hey, you want to do 100,000 fans, 107,000 fans, 50,000 fans? That's going to be their decision. So it's up to the university to decide what they're going to do in terms of capacity as it sits right now. Obviously, with the pandemic, that could change, but you have to think the way we're trending in the country. More people getting vaccinated, a larger population getting vaccinated. Look at the NHL playoffs. You know, there's still no fans in Canada, but in the United States, just from one game to the next in Pittsburgh, they went from 4,500 to 9,000 capacity. Game one, maximum capacity was 4,500. Game two, indoor venue, maximum capacity was half the arena, 9,000. The states handed over the same control to the Pittsburgh Penguins for the NHL playoffs. You do what you want with your building. This is what you're going to do. Penn State's an outdoor venue. Beaver Stadium's outdoor. It's up to the university, though. What do you think they're going to do, Jim? I have no idea.
Well, you're 100% right, Andy. It's the CDC has lifted the sanctions. The governor has also. And this is all the Big Ten has said it's all going to be up to local standards. I have zero confidence in the university. I have no idea what they're going to do. You talked about how it's trending. You know, it seems to be trending the right way that we should have full capacity. But it scares me that the university will make this decision. If you don't know or saw, State College has not rescinded the right. Mask mandate like most everywhere else has. So if State College is going to do something like that, might Penn State?
So if there's 100,000 and they say that's a capacity, and you have to wear a mask, I'm pretty sure those Penn State fans are going to show up even if that restriction is placed. But here's my thing. Based on 2020 and what happened with the Big Ten, right? Learn your lesson, Penn State. Learn your lesson. Every university across the Big Ten have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. It's May. Your game's not until September, right? You have plenty of time to work on it as a staff. Have all of your plans in place, and then that gets you down to the wire and you can make your final decision whenever that deadline has to be. But just plan and make sure you have all the plans in place. I think there's a greater capacity that there's 100,000 plus in there than there is 50,000 come the Auburn game in September. I really do. I really feel that, but that's just my opinion. But you don't know because it's their thing, but just please don't make the same mistake the Big Ten did. Have a plan.
My advice is, Andy, I think they need to hire a new associate athletic director in charge of multiple plans. That's my advice. So,
more of your money. Taxpayer dollars. Taxpayer-funded university.
Let's move on, Andy. Let's move on.
Let's do it.
Another interesting tidbit this week. Shane Simmons, a defensive end at Penn State, was very highly regarded recruit, battled injuries through his Penn State career, was a true Penn Stater, though. I think really admired, respected, loved by the Penn State fan base. He decided initially to retire, changed course, decided to return to college football for that one more year, his sixth season, and he's going to go to Marshall and play under Coach Charles Huff, old friend from Penn State days. What do you think?
Yeah, fit, good for him, right? Like, go play some football if you want to play some more football. And what this also tells me is, thankfully for him, yeah, he's a great kid. He never did anything wrong to not live up to the expectations of what he was as a recruit. Injuries happen, right? The kid was often injured, and he just couldn't get in that competition realm to be a contributor in that number two or number three slot or number four rotational spot health-wise, because he just couldn't get there. So this tells me that he's A, still wants to play some ball, and B, he's actually healthy, right? And you saw a little bit of him last year as a healthier version, And it was more like you were watching Shane Simmons in his first year instead of his fifth year, based on the amount of playing time and what he was doing last year. So maybe there is other opportunity for him, but I'm just glad for him. That's all. Good for him.
And I think that's the reaction from most of the Penn State fan base.
Yeah.
Good for him. Tremendous that he's going to have this opportunity. Best of luck to him. Most importantly, I hope he stays healthy through the year.
Yes.
And gets an opportunity to actually get on the field on a regular basis. It would be great to see. One more thing in the news, and this was James Franklin put this out on social media. Otherwise, I would not have brought this up, but his daughters have gotten their first vaccine shot, which is fantastic news for James Franklin. One of his daughters is a bit immunocompromised, so this is very important. He's been pretty much staying away from the family because of it. It's another step forward for him and his family. And what is great also is that James Franklin took this opportunity to emphasize how important it is for everybody to get the vaccination. It helps them, it helps those around them, and it helps get fans into the Beaver Stadium come the fall.
Yeah, the messaging and branding that and marketing that James has come around the vaccine makes perfect sense because, let's face it, I mean, part of Penn State's 0-5 start, and this is not laying blame, was the fact that James was a little off his game because he wasn't around his family. Good gracious, who can blame him? I don't. I mean, he's a father, and he loves his daughters, and he loves his wife. And that impacted, you know, how he went about everything approaching 2020. It was not an easy year for him. He didn't admit it. This is a big step closer to him. It just says that, yes, it's going to be James and his family are going to be able to be together. But also, Penn State fans, get the shot. And give Penn State, the university, very little choice in terms of what the capacity is at that stadium.
And it also puts a face on the pandemic. So when
Absolutely.
A James Franklin comes forward and talks about this, he has his own personal story to tell. So when he delivers the message, go get the vaccine, you get that personal face to it. You understand why it means so much to him and why it should mean so much to everyone else. Andrew, I'll just put it out there. I got the vaccine as soon as I could. My immediate family, nearby family got it. It was the greatest thing in the world to be able to see my family with that kind of freedom without the mask. Go get the vaccine. That's my advice. All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around. We got Tucker's Tape coming up next. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured basketball playoff game. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply, max $25 wager. One per customer, offer ends May 23rd, 2021. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.